Hey guys, this is Alini, and I'm back again for another podcast. But before I get started, you know the drill. Like, comment, follow, and also drop me an email to let me know what topics you want me to discuss or questions that you have, or even a story, a juicy story that you have that you wouldn't mind me sharing over the airways. And you can do so by emailing me at asksex1989. That's asksex1989 at yahoo.com. So I got another email today, and it's my second one, and I'm super excited about it. And it was a young gentleman. He was asking me to discuss my experience with anal in general, and my first time. So I was like, you know what? I surely haven't talked about that before, nor have I thought about it in a while. So it's 12 o'clock midnight right now in New York, and my boyfriend is asleep. Me and him were intimate tonight. We had sex, and I have to say that was the best so far. I'm gonna have to like put that down in my calendar for like an anniversary for the best day of sex that we've had in almost 4 years. But anyway, so my first experience that I had with anal sex, I was 22 years old, and so 2 years ago, and it was pretty rough. I'm gonna have to be honest and say, like, I hated it. He hated it. I hated it. And I think it had to do with the fact that we were not, you know, diligent in researching and finding out about it, finding out what position would be best for us to do, and, you know, just in general. And I am that type of person. I am 110% that girl. I will research, I look things up, and look things up again, and I look things up again, and I look things up again. But I didn't do that this time, and that was because it was so spontaneous. He just said it when we were having a conversation. So, you know, it was like, all right, let's go for it. Let's do it. First mistake that we made was I was on my back, and he didn't open up my ass. He didn't, you know, play with it to get it open. He didn't, you know, none of that. So it was just like, all right, here's my big dick. Let me put it in your ass. It didn't go together. It wasn't a match made in heaven. I would say that it was worse than a match made in hell, to be honest with you. Like, it felt like someone took a hot iron rod and shoved it up my ass. Seriously. Like, I was a cow, and they were branding me from the back in my asshole, all the way in there. Like, I was like, this is ridiculous. And any person in porno are liars, because it felt horrible. But, you know, me being me, and I don't want it to be a bad experience. I want it to be an enjoyable experience, not for him only, but for myself as well. So I decided, all right, you know what? Let me go and research it and find out what we need to do. I researched what we needed to do, and then we did it again. But before we did it, I made sure that I cleaned myself out really well. I had an enema. I gave myself a really good enema, because nobody wants to have two girls, one cup going on in their sex life. That shit was disgusting when I saw it when I was 18, and it's still disgusting now, and I've only seen it one time. It's branded in my brain for the rest of my life. So if you have not seen Two Girls in One Cup and you want to be curious, Google it. But I'm warning you right now that you're gonna throw up all over your computer, like I did when I saw it. I threw up all over my MacBook. It was disgusting. So anyway, after I, you know, cleaned myself out, I made sure that I got water-based product lube. And the reason why I get water-based product lube is because it goes with my own pussy juices. It's liquidy just like that. I don't want it to be oily and heavy and stained sheets and stained our mattress. And like, I don't want that. So water-based lubrications don't leave stains, and they're easy to clean up. And when you're doing the laundry, it's easier with that because you have water-based lube. Okay? That's a little tip. Anyway, so after I did that, we had sex, regular sex, right? Like, vaginal sex, like his dick was in my pussy. And then he took it out and he started fingering me. I think I had like came already about like 4 or 5 times, and he started fingering me, and he was gonna put his dick in, and I was like, babe, no, let me get on all fours. Let me get doggy style for you. So I got doggy style, and I was asking him to rub my clit and continue to finger me, you know, to juice me up. And he's like, do you want to use the lube? More of the lube. I'm like, yeah, let's use a whole bunch, because I want it to be like really, really, really lube. Also, I had baby oil, and I told him to put it on my ass and legs and back to make it shiny. And we have extra lamps in our room that we use when we're recording ourselves. So I had those lights on. I wanted it to be very visually pleasing for him. I didn't want him to just go and fuck my ass and not be enjoyable to look at, you know? So after I did that, he was continuing to finger me and I was coming, and I didn't even know that he had already put his dick in my ass because I was coming. And we fucked like that, and I was really shocked at how easy my ass took his dick. I thought that it was gonna be, you know, inch by inch because he's really big, and it wasn't bad. It wasn't like that. It was really easy. And that shit was all the way in. Like, his dick was so deep in my ass that I could literally feel his balls slapping up against my clit, like as if his dick was in my pussy. So afterwards, you know, I was coming home from work and he was at work, and he texted me, and he was saying that he didn't want to do anal anymore. And I was like, why not, you know? And he was like, because he felt gay, which I don't understand. Because two men, that's of course, obviously, that's the one hole besides their mouth that they have to use. But I just didn't understand why he felt gay, you know? And no discrimination here. I'm hoping that I'm not offending anyone. I'm not trying to do that. I don't want to do that. And I know for me that if I were, you know, gay or something, I wouldn't want to be listening to something that's gonna offend me. So I'm just saying, I'm not trying to offend anyone. What you do in your private life is your business, and there's no judgment from me, okay? After that, we just, you know, left it alone, and I didn't want to, you know, continuously ask him to do it if he felt uncomfortable, because I would hope that he wouldn't want me to do something uncomfortable if I didn't want to do it. So after that, I got home, and he was at work, and he got off work early, and I didn't know that he got off work early, but I was already in the room, and I have 2 dildos, a finger vibrator, which I talked about in my podcast about eating pussy the proper way. So I was looking at a porno. Actually, I was editing a porno earlier that we had did, and I do that because I want it to look as authentic and properly done as possible, even though it's us. And I usually go through the footage and I edit it, and you know, maybe I'll put music or like boost the vocals up, because I'm a dirty talker, so I want to be able to hear what I'm saying. I want him to hear what I'm saying. That turns me on. So I had edited the video, and I was just playing it from start to finish, and I was getting horny looking at us. So I took the dildo that I had, and I don't have those thick big ones that are shaped like penises. Like, no, I have little slim small skinny ones, and I had one of those in my pussy, and I was using my finger vibrator on my clit, and I was like getting close to coming. So I was like, all right, you know what, this is how I am when I'm gonna come. Like, I get so fucking nasty and disgustingly freaky. Like, I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna come, this shit is gonna feel so fuck good. Like, I want to get in a position where it's me getting fucked or something, you know? I like to do that. I like to get on all fours when I know I'm gonna come. So I got on all fours, and I still had the dildo in my pussy, and I was still using the vibrator on my clit, and I just had an urge to put it in my ass, one in my ass. So I have one for each, one for my pussy, one for my ass, and then I have the vibrator for my clit. And I also use that vibrator on his balls. And always sterilize and clean your toys. That'll be in another podcast. I'll talk about just toys in general, what are my favorites and what I like to use the most and stuff. But I was, you know, I'm the type of girl that I need to be stimulated hard. It cannot be like, you know, how some girls like it soft and all of that. Like, now listen, I like that at the beginning, you know, to loosen me up, you know, get me wet, get me like, oh yeah. But then once I'm there, pound me out. So I was pounding my ass out with the dildo. And I didn't know that he had came in until I heard like a moan, and it sounded like a deep moan. I'm like, that's not for me. I'm a girl. So I'm a girl, and I'm not Bea Arthur from Golden Girls. So that couldn't be. And I turned around and I looked, and it was him. So I said to him, I was like, babe, you know, I'm horny and I'm about to come, and I want you to come with me. So could you please fuck me in my ass? And he just did it. And I came vaginally. Then after I came vaginally, I came from my ass, and I was so shocked because I didn't even know that that was possible, you know, like I didn't know that that was possible, and it happened. So from then on, that was the last time that we did anal, and that was about a year ago. I was 23 at the time when we last did it, but I guess it's just because he just feels like it's taboo-ish for him, and it's something that it's like a guilty pleasure to the max. You know how like when you did something wrong or you had sex with a person, and in the midst of you having sex with that person, it felt great, but as soon as you came, it was like you felt dirty. So maybe that's how he felt. But you know what? Like I said, I'm not gonna force him to do something that he doesn't want to do or that he doesn't like to do, even though he was the one that brought it up. The only thing that I can do now is pleasure myself that way. If I choose to want to do anal, I can just please my own self anally with a toy and have fun with that. But yes, so thank you for that email. It was good to reminisce about my anal experience. I've done it and I didn't find anything bad with it. Crazy thing is, when me and him were having sex today, he was saying that he's like, I haven't done anal with you in a while. And I was like, well, buddy, tonight's not going to be the night, because I like to prepare. I like to give myself an enema, like I said, to clean me out, so everything is good when we do it. So also, after doing anal, I mean, the next day and maybe the day after that and the day after that, so like for 3 days, my asshole be so open. But it feels great though. It's like, you know what, with it being open like that, it's like it puts a pep in my step. I don't know, but yeah, so thank you again for that email. I really appreciated it, and I was very happy to walk down this memory lane with you guys and let you guys hear I'm a very sexual, open person. So I enjoyed that a lot. But anyway, comment, like, follow, email me at asksex1989asksex1989. Okay, and like I said, it can be about whatever. It can be a story that you want to tell me, a topic that you want me to discuss, a question that you want me to answer, or a memory or something that you're asking me as far as, you know, what my sexual experience has been. So until next time, you guys, always keep a sexual appetite and always be willing to please not only your partner though, but yourself first and foremost, because if you don't please yourself, you're not going to enjoy doing what you're doing, and you're definitely not going to please the other person. So until next time, guys.